possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't care what part of the country you're from or where you're from or what you're doing. Happy Friday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ray Jarvis. And thank you again to you for listening. We've had a full show. And thank you so much to Jeremy Schapp from ESPN for coming through to join us to talk about this documentary, Southpaw, The Life and Legacy of Jim Abbott. Thank you, Jeremy. And thank you so much to Coach Nick Houselman from B-Ball Breakdown. Breaks down NBA games every single day, all NBA season long, on one of the most popular basketball blogs and YouTube channels on the entire internet. So thank you to Coach Nick for coming through to give us some thoughts on Cooper Flagg and Bronny and Giannis and Durant and the New York Knicks' new head coach, Mike Brown. Thank you to Coach Nick for coming through. We talked about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We talked about the Home Run Derby. Ronald Acuna Jr. is out. His teammate, Matt Olson, is in. Ronald Acuna Jr. is dealing with a back issue. Back is kind of tight. Brave season has been kind of tight. The Brave season has just been pathetic. Atlanta Braves, man, they need Acuna to be healthy throughout the season. They don't need no issues, okay? And, of course, as we continue on with the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll do that at the end. You know what? And here at this point in time, we'll get into a little bit of a recap. And before I roll out for the weekend, you can also call up the show. Oh, you don't know the number by now? Yeah, I'll tell you again. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place online. Yeah, it's been a fun show. It's been a fun show. Ray, it's been a fun show, as normal, right?
Absolutely. It's the best kind of Friday you could have is this show right now.
Yeah, best kind of. Why? There's no beer. I don't got no beer here with me in the studio. There's no beer.
I'll get you a beer then. I don't know.
I can't leave the studio. You're going to give me about, I don't know, give me about 15 minutes. I'll be back.
Oh, all right. Commercial break's only about 5, so we got to work something out. Yeah. Maybe have a beer after that, you know.
Wait, doesn't Uber, can I Uber myself beer?
Do you want to pay more for the beer, for the delivery of the beer than the beer itself?
You've Ubered beer before?
No, but I'm pretty sure that the fee is the fee.
Okay. Well, how much is a six? Well, they don't sell beer in New York in the super. You got to go to the bodega. Can they sell beer?
Yeah, for sure.
A big old, like a six pack.
Six packs, you can still get a good six pack from a corner store.
Yeah, but I can't go into the grocery store and get beer.
Yeah, you can. You go to your local Key Food or your C-Town. They're there, and they might be a little upcharge. You might be paying more than you would pay at the
Stop
bodega.
And Shop. Stop and Shop sells beer?
I don't frequent Stop and Shop. I don't want to lie to you, JR.
And wine? I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Those fancier, like the Fairways of the world, they have a bunch of beer.
And, oh, yeah, they got beer and wine, you know? Yeah. Yeah, and then if I get beer, now I got to I got to tip the guy who drops off the beer.
Exactly. You're paying
more to get the beer
to you. They're
probably going
to
scan for my ID. Mm-hmm. Do I want that? No. Wild world that we live in right now. Well, I mean, you could never used to get beer delivered to you. Well, yeah, you could. So, never mind. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I don't want to say anything that might incriminate me. Yeah, it's been a busy day. Like, one of the first big stories all day is that we have found out that there is even more of a chasm between the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James than we knew. Apparently, as the Lakers have wined and dined Luka Doncic, the Lakers have left LeBron James out in the cold. Apparently, as the Los Angeles Lakers knew that they were going to be sold, Luka Doncic knew about the impending sale. LeBron James did not. The Los Angeles Lakers are like, we need to kiss Luka's ass. And LeBron James, well, you just hear right now. Now, listen to what Brian Windhorst had to say about this situation earlier today on ESPN.
There is no update, Dan. Okay. LeBron is continuing to watch, but he is still under contract for $53 million, which makes, no matter what anything is said, both verbally or non-verbally, his likelihood of remaining a Laker. I can't emphasize what I'm about to say enough. Regardless of who they sign at center, regardless of what LeBron does with his option, regardless of any backup signings they make, the number one most important thing for the Lakers this offseason is getting Luka Doncic into a contract extension, which they can do after August 2nd. And I'm going to sound this warning now. He's probably not going to sign August 2nd. He's going to be playing with the Slovenian national team until mid-September, and he may not entertain that even issue until he comes back to the U.S. at that time. So it could be a long wait, but make no mistake. This offseason is not about LeBron for the Lakers. It is about Luka.
Yeah, it was kind of shady. He was like, whatever LeBron James says, whether verbal or not. I'm like, whoa. Like, he's making him sound like a, well, a child, okay? Somebody who doesn't use their words to communicate. Someone who wants to be shady. And with LeBron James, well, he can't do that. Social media posts, messages from his agent. Yeah, LeBron James isn't happy. We talked about this earlier in the show. I could see LeBron with the Lakers for one more year, and I could see him finishing his career in Cleveland. I think that'd be most appropriate. Without him having to don yet another jersey, which would be weird and odd as hell. Speaking of jerseys, last night, Cooper Flagg, he put on his Dallas Mavericks jersey for the first time. Although it's a summer league jersey. And America tuned in and watched. Even though Cooper Flagg had a bad game, 10 points, 5 of 21 from the field. This was ESPN's fourth most watched summer league game ever. Okay, the game between the Lakers and the Mavs last night, where of course they had Bronny James out there, it peaked at 1.1 million viewers. It was big time. Okay, the only games that ever saw more viewers than what we had last night, 2019, where you had Zion Williamson versus RJ Barrett. That was Pelicans versus the Knicks. You had Victor Wembanyama 2 years ago. The Spurs took on the Hornets and Brandon Miller. You had Lonzo Ball and Tatum. And those are the only games that garnered more eyeballs than what we saw last night. And Cooper Flagg, even though he didn't have a great game, this is what Cooper Flagg had to say about his performance last night in his NBA debut.
Not up to my standard, but I'm going to regroup. I'm going to be all right. It's new feeling, new environment, new teammates. But the guys held it down. Miles, Ryan, they were amazing tonight. Max, and they were great tonight. So, they had my back. I didn't have my best game. But I'm going to just keep going forward.
Yeah, just keep going forward. He got plenty of time to develop. I think it's that nobody's expecting him to show up and just dominate the NBA. I actually think the expectations were higher for Victor Wembanyama upon coming into the league because of all the hype that he received. And of course, he was coming from overseas, but Man, Victor Wembanyama, the NBA would play his games in the app. They put his games on NBA TV just so the American audience could become acquainted with who he was. So, yeah. Ray, would you agree with that? Wembanyama, he was hyped definitely way more than Flag, I think.
No, for sure. Wembanyama came into the league being positioned as the next guy. And I still think as of right now, once LeBron finally leaves the club, it'll be Wembanyama's club now. He'll get to go to the VIP section and call the shots from the back of the club. But I think Cooper Flagg, if he can hit the ground running, considering Dallas's history with white players, let's call it what it is, he has a great supporting cast, he can absolutely push Wemby for that position as the face of the league.
Wow. I'm not prepared to say all of that. And I, Victor Wembanyama, I hope that's the case, because I want to see Victor Wembanyama actually be healthy. And I know by all accounts, we haven't heard anything about the blood clot that he had in his arm. And so I think it's safe to assume that he will be perfectly fine in that regard. I always thought that it'd be another type of injury to take him down, maybe a knee, maybe a foot. But when it comes to Wembanyama, there's no athlete in the NBA. Not that you wish injury on anybody. We saw, or we have seen, how many injuries are taking guys out right now. But Wembanyama is the guy that I really want to see active and out there on the basketball court. So a Cooper Flagg, one game doesn't make a career, especially in the summer league. And especially for a guy who's so young, he is only 18 years old. Hopefully we get a lot of matchups between Cooper Flagg and Victor Wembanyama, these Texas matchups. And go ahead and sign me up. Speaking of young players, young matchups, we have another matchup in the Wimbledon final this weekend. Carlos Alcaraz versus Jannik Sinner. Thank you so much, Jannik Sinner, for getting Djokovic the hell up one out of here. And Taylor Fritz couldn't hang with Alcaraz. The last time the Sinner and Alcaraz went up against each other, well, it was the French Open. They played for 5.5 hours. Absolutely ridiculous. Who's playing tennis that long? They did. And so Jannik Sinner talked about the rematch and pretty much said, well, the last one was good, even though we lost. Can it be better? Listen to what he said.
It's a huge honor to, you know, for me to share the court once again with Carlos. As I mentioned already so many times, we tried to push ourselves to the limits. He's for sure one of the players I look up to. You know, I love watching him. I think you all guys agree on that, what kind of a talent he is. But you know, hopefully it's gonna be a good match like the last one. I don't know if it's get better, because I don't think it's possible, but we will try to do obviously our best, and hopefully it's gonna be a enjoyable match for us to play, but also for you guys to enjoy. So thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it's just tough listening to a guy say, oh, the last one was so good, you lost. How good was it? You had the lead, and you lost. Come on, man, go out here and do better. Speaking of losing, a lot of people say that this guy lost in his last, it wasn't no tennis match, it was a fight. Gervonta Tank Davis, one of the top welterweight fighters, one of the top pound-for-pound boxers on planet Earth. Well, he was arrested this morning. I'll let you take a listen, courtesy of WPLG News in Miami.
Developing right now, a well-known boxer arrested right here in South Florida. Gervonta Davis is accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend in Doral.
And this is not the first run-in with the law. Local 10's Roy Ramos is live outside of the jail in West Miami-Dade.
And I know you have some details on this latest arrest for the boxer, Roy.
Christy and Alexis, the charge he is facing is battery with domestic violence. And you mentioned this was an ex-girlfriend, but it is also the mother of his children. That, according to police. Let's show you who we're talking about here. You were looking at the mugshot of professional and well-known boxer, 30-year-old Gervonta Tank Davis. He was arrested by Miami Beach Police early this morning on a warrant for his arrest following an alleged incident that happened in June on Father's Day. In the arrest report we obtained, Davis is accused of striking and slapping the mother of his children in the face, causing injuries to her lip as he arrived to pick up his kids from her Doral home. Unfortunately, this is not the first time Davis has made headlines for his run-ins with the law involving domestic violence. I tried to speak with him back in 2022 as he bonded out of the Broward County Jail for allegedly hitting his ex-girlfriend outside his Parkland home, causing injuries to her face. In 2020, he was seen on video grabbing his ex-girlfriend by the throat at a celebrity basketball game. While Davis is known for his fight in the ring, it is his fight with the law that he is facing off with once again. And Davis is expected to face a judge at some point today, likely this afternoon. We will be there for that and let you know what the judge decides. For now, in West Miami-Dade, Roy Ramos, Local 10 News.
Man, he's supposed to fight. And I think they'll still do the fight. He's supposed to fight Lamont Roach next month in Vegas. I hope Lamont Roach beats him up. I said what I said. I do not care. I hope Lamont Roach beats him up. Like, how many times you got to beat somebody? How many times do you have to be accused and be arrested for issues of domestic violence before everybody just asks you to get beat up? Only in boxing can you, well, I guess, can you put your hands on a woman and just keep on with your career? Boxing is the wild, wild west. Ray, there is no, there's no commissioner here. There is no CBA.
As you said, wild, wild west is just about commerce in the fight game. If you can generate money, if you're a high quality A-side, as they call it, and you put butts in them seats, you could do whatever you want. And they'll come out and watch you fight. As long as you can provide yourself to be a tangible entity in the fight game, you'll always have a shot.
There's no collective bargaining agreement. There's no commissioner. There's no contract that says if I act like an ass, I could be suspended. There's none of that. That's why I hope Lamont Roach. I can't say it. Ray, if I get in trouble, sure. It's not, well, I'll ask the question. And it's not street justice because they're formally fighting in the sanctioned fight. So it's not street justice.
It's karmic justice. That's what it would be.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Here's some JR wisdom. Here's some life wisdom. Just don't put your hands on a woman. As simple as that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Speaking of women and hands, there's two women tonight. They are trying to beat the mess out of each other in New York City. Yeah, Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano are getting ready to get after it again. I feel like they've been fighting for years. Because they have. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You can call me if you want. I'm right here. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll talk about the fight. Talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah. Am I still in America? I'm still in America, right?
I think so.
Okay. Just making sure. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I know what's going on in America. Damn it, it's going on just, a mile from you in New York City tonight in Madison Square Garden. we got a fight. We got a fight between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Now, we just talked about a fight that nobody should witness or be a part of. We talked about Gervonta Tank Davis getting arrested this morning for domestic violence. This is a sanctioned fight between two women, okay? Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano have been beating the living hell out of each other for the past several years. They fought for the first time in 2022. Katie Taylor won. Split decision. I mean, they are out there throwing hands. And it's women's boxing can be tough. Yes, it can be tough. But then at the same time, just last year, they fought again. And Katie Taylor won again. But this time, people looked at it and said, they're a little funny business with the refs. And so they are fighting again for the third time tonight at Madison Square Garden. And here's the deal. It is an all-female boxing card. There's no men. It's all women just beating each other up all night. Take a listen. Katie Taylor has won both fights, although the last one was certainly controversial. Listen to what Katie Taylor had to say about what they're going to do tonight.
Well, the official prediction is going to be another iconic night. We've put on two iconic fights already. Amanda's a fantastic champion. We have a lot of respect towards each other. And we're just feeling so, so honored to be headlining such an amazing card. This is the highlight of my career. So tomorrow night, we're going to put it all on the line again. We're going to give it our all. And it's going to be another epic fight. So tune in.
Yeah, that was at the weigh-in. So that's why she was tired. She's not out of breath because she's out of shape. Listen to what Amanda Serrano had to say.
Listen, third time is the charm, right? I see myself, my hand raised in victory. I trained 12 hard weeks for this fight, but, you know, it's going to be a great night, and I can't wait to share it with you guys.
Hey, Ray, it's not too late. You going to make your way up there?
I'm going to make my way home and catch the clips on the internet.
Well, I mean, it's at Madison Square Garden. It's not that far.
It's like three stops on the train. You're right, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not interested. They robbed Serrano both times they fought. I'm fully expecting her to get robbed again tonight.
Oh, damn. So you think that the fix is in?
Absolutely.
Well, we've already heard. Oh, by the way, Jake Paul has been promoting. This is under his promotional company. And so not only has he gone out here and beat up, Chavez Jr., who's now been deported out of the United States of America, and not only is he doing these fights, he's also out here promoting women's boxing. And I take a look at everything that he does, and I go, well, I think at this point in time, he may be more successful as a promoter than he is as a boxer. It's funny business when it comes down to Jake Paul. Everything with Jake Paul seems to be smoke and mirrors. We've already heard, I think, his manager bringing up the fact and bringing up the point of, well, anybody who says that his fights are fixed, we're going to take legal action because you're saying that he's committing fraud. And it's like, how many more publicity stunts can we actually have? And they actually put him on the rankings to get a title shot, which is also a sham. But I guess anything that can go out there and make money. I have no idea what this all-female card will look like tonight. I know Clarissa Shields is not a part of it. I think this is all Jake Paul running around making his own damn money. But I'm going to tune in. I'm going to watch. I mean, they've already underway in New York City, Madison Square Garden. I'm going to go ahead and take a look. But it's tough when it comes to female boxing. Like, how many female boxers have we had that move a needle? I mean, we had Layla Ali, Clarissa Shields. Am I missing anybody?
Off the top of my head, like at that highest level where they had crossover appeal, I can't remember anyone else.
It's because I don't think there's enough competition for it. None. And how much do you think the audience actually skews towards? Do you think what, 3% more women probably watch because there's two women fighting? It's probably still all men, right?
I won't say that because I remember when in the UFC, when I forget her name escapes me right now, but when she was popping in the UFC, the ladies tuned in.
The woman who went to Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. When Rousey was out here knocking people out, I would go to these fight parties and the ladies were turning up for Ronda Rousey. So if you're good, especially in the fight game, the women will come out and support. But if you're just there, I don't, you know, you got to show and prove for the ladies to show interest.
I guess. And I don't. Ronda Rousey wasn't always isn't she a mom? Yeah, she's a mom now, right?
Yeah, she had her run. You know, she might. I think for everything I've read says that she's more interested in going back to pro wrestling than UFC.
Oh boy. Well, is it not safer? Bruh, no, yeah, UFC is over for Ronda Rousey. She was getting a snot beat out of her at the end there. I think that's one of the reasons why she went over to the WWE. She's not dumb. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And we've had quite a few MMA guys have moved on from MMA and went over to professional wrestling. Like Ken Shamrock. He was a UFC fighter. He went over. We've had Olympians, definitely, who've gone over. There comes a point in time, I guess, where you don't want to do the real ass whoopings anymore, and you just go over to the more theatrical side of ass whoopings. Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar has to be the biggest name to go from UFC to the WWE. Well, no, he did it. He went from being a real wrestler, and then he went to WWE, and then he left WWE, and then he won the heavyweight championship in the UFC, and then he left the UFC because of diverticulitis. Somebody needs to tell him he should have eaten vegetables. You just can't eat, you know, 20 pounds of meat every day. And then he went back to WWE. And now he's just gone because he was in that that lawsuit with Vince McMahon. So it's probably best that he lay low. And then I've seen his daughter. His daughter, what does she do? She does shot put, right?
Yes, shot put, and she's doing it at a high level.
Well, how long before WWE calls her? Soon.
Probably as soon as she turns 18, I think WWE has like
She's in college.
Well, she probably is on her way to getting that NIL bag because I noticed with that company now, they're getting kids right out of college who probably never even watched wrestling, but they're giving them a pipeline to make money, and they're training them from the ground up to be wrestlers.
Is it better to be a wrestling fan to become a wrestler, or is it better to just have a real athlete out the gate?
In wrestling, it's always better when you have a person with an athletic background. They catch on much quicker. Look at Brock. Brock going from actual wrestling into pro wrestling. Easy. From pro wrestling into UFC. Easy.
Wait. You mean to tell me that everybody in professional, they're all athletes?
It's better to have an athletic background and go into pro wrestling as opposed to just being a guy that wants to be a wrestler.
Because a lot of them got, like, what's that guy? He tried MMA and got his ass whooped up. CM Punk, he's not no athlete,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Not the most coordinated guy, not the most athletic, but he's a good pro wrestler. So it's a give and take.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm not getting my ass whooped. Real, fake, nothing.
You don't. What did you call it again? The orchestrated ass whoopings?
Orchestrated ass. Yeah, that's what they are, right? You hit me, and then I hit you back, and then I fly around here, and then you do that. That Marco Belletti, is that not an orchestrated ass whooping? It's like ballet out here. Like, come on now.
That's exactly what they're doing it for.
What? Doing what for?
Well, you got to have it orchestrated because you got to know what to do, but at the same time, you got to have some ass whooping, otherwise people aren't going to tune in.
You're right. And they get hurt for real too. Okay.
Oh hell yeah, that's hard, man. That is really athletic. Ray was talking about it. You got to be really athletic and you got to be tough because you go in and out of that ring every single day.
Yeah, you know that just jogged my brain as well. We got this all women's fight. It's an all women's weekend. Okay, of course we got baseball and summer league and all this stuff going on. We have an all women's fight card in New York City in Madison Square Garden. And then on Sunday here in Atlanta, the WWE is running all these shows. The WWE on Sunday has an all-women's wrestling card, okay? You're not excited, Marco, huh? Okay.
Overly excited? No.
Okay. You're not going to watch
thing, but, you know, maybe it'll be interesting.
You're not going to watch on Sunday afternoon? I don't know how many matches they got. 8 women's matches? I don't know.
I don't think it's whether it's women's or not. I can't see myself on Sunday afternoon looking for that.
Okay, you're gonna watch. Well, also the Major League Baseball, the what is that thing called?
What, the Futures game?
No, the Futures and Celebrity game. They're both on.
Do we really? Is it really a celebrity? If I don't know who you are you really a celebrity?
No, bro. I went to a celebrity game in Arizona, and I saw she just did American Idol. What's her name? See, I guess it's not.
There's been a lot of them, JR. It's been around for like 30 years now.
She's from Arizona.
Yeah, that narrowed it down for me.
Jordan Sparks? Is that a name?
I don't know. It's Philippi's daughter. I know that. I don't know if she's from Arizona.
Is she a... Yeah. She's a singer,
Jordan
right?
Sparks. She's a big wrestling fan.
Oh, is she? Okay, I didn't know that. Is she married?
That Ray? I don't know.
Okay. All right. No, but I saw her play at a celebrity baseball game.
But that's fine. I actually know who that is. Have you ever looked down the celebrity list? And you get to like, you know, line three. And you're like, who the hell is this?
Nah.
Some random Netflix actor you've never seen before.
Oh, no.
He's an influencer. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. You got to be kidding me. Is this accurate? Am I really looking at this? MLB All-Star Celebrity Softball Game. Are you ready for these names? Capital One Bank Guy. That, I'm not lying. That's what it says.
Who's the Capital One? The guy, that's not Lemu Emu. That's
spokesperson. He doesn't have a name.
I don't even watch commercials. Capital One.
He's followed by CeCe Sabathia, Dasha Polanco. I know who that is. Oh. Drewski, of course, Drewski's everywhere.
Is the Geico Carillon? Gecko there?
Who, what?
Is the Geico Gecko there? If we're going to have the Capital One guy, can we have the Gecko?
Maybe. L. Duncan is here.
All right, see, I know who that is.
Funny Marco, Harry Douglas, I know Harry.
Boy, they're scraping that bottom of that barrel.
Oh, a Jenny Finch, of course Jenny Finch.
All right, well.
Jid, J-I-D. Oh, Jordan Chiles.
Who?
Jordan Chiles, the Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, okay.
Candy Burris, y'all know Candy, right?
Who the hell's that?
Oh, Real Housewives. She's big. She's an actress. She's here in Atlanta. I know Candy.
Well, she's an Atlanta celebrity, no?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know Candy. She's only in a. She's from Escape.
Yeah, but you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, you get the local love.
Maria Taylor is here, gonna be in a game.
Okay.
Well,
again, these are names that I know. It doesn't take that long. There's about four or five that you already said that I don't know, but I'm going to go with you because you know more people than me.
Quavo's going to be in the game.
Quavo's a rapper, Marco, from the Migos.
I've heard the name before, yes.
Ronnie DeVoe, Bell-Biv and DeVoe. He's going to be in the game.
Boy. Bell-Biv DeVoe is there?
Well, Ronnie.
Listen. What year is this?
Terrell Owens is going to be in the game. We know T.O.
Oh, you got nothing better to do.
Oh, Jermaine Dupree's going to be in the game. No. Jermaine Dupree's going to be a manager. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then Javi Lopez will be the other manager. Javi Lopez, the old catcher.
Mm-hmm. Braves.
Yeah. Yeah. So I named about 10 people that you know.
This is a dry.
Wow, 10.
Very dry celebrity game. Where's the All actual right. celebrities? I see a All lot right. of former celebs, and I hear a lot of people who could go to McDonald's right now and nobody would know who they are. I don't know.
Damn. All right, tough crowd. I'm going to be watching, okay? Forget you guys. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll wrap things up, talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, you just heard them. It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Okay, close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. You guys, they're so fast. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Hi there. Did you find everything okay?
Yes, I did, because I found the exact same contacts as my eye doctor prescribes at 1-800-CONTACTS. Here, give me that. Attention, shoppers. Did you know 1-800-CONTACTS has 45 million contacts in stock?
Okay, we checked the brakes. Everything looks good.
You know, speaking of checking, did you know 1-800-CONTACTS triple checks every order? Yeah, they make sure you get exactly what you need when you need it.
1-800-CONTACTS. So good, so fast, so accurate. You'll want to tell everyone, too. Download the app or visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today and save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, it's the end of the show. We've done a lot. We spoke with Jeremy Schapp. We spoke to Coach Nick from B-Ball Breakdown. We talked about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We talked about the Home Run Derby. We talked about Gervonta Davis. We talked about LeBron. We talked some tennis. We got Sinner versus Alcaraz again coming up. It's been a busy show. But now it's the end. And at the end of every show, we do this. We talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is July 11th, 2025. But if we go back in time to July 11th, 1985, Nolan Ryan becomes the first man in Major League Baseball history to record 4,000 strikeouts. Danny Heap was the victim. The Astros were taking on the New York Mets, and Nolan Ryan sat him down in the sixth inning in the Astrodome. Listen to this.
First man in the history of this great game to have 4,000 strikeouts. Number 4,000 for Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, he was 38 years old at the time. And we know he ended up with like almost 5,700 strikeouts. And by the way, the Astros, they beat the New York Mets 4-3 in that game. They got the job done in 12 innings. July 11th. Let's go ahead and just hit the fast forward button. Let's go to 2010. Because Spain, they went out there and they beat the Netherlands in South Africa to win the World Cup. Yeah, this is the regular World Cup. Remember they had the Vuvuzelas out there? Spain went out and beat them 1-0. Listen to this final call, courtesy of FIFA.
The Spanish are desperate to hear the final whistle. There it is! Spain are world champions 2010. Desolation for the Dutch, an absolute ecstasy for the Spanish. The final score was Netherlands 0, Spain 1.
Man, I haven't heard nothing like them. Damn, them Vuvuzelas. Right, a Vuvuzelas was 15 years ago?
Yeah, I haven't even heard that word. So you kind of like hit me with a wave of nostalgia just hearing that. Because that was before viral was a thing. The Vuvuzelas were viral that summer.
Man, the Vuvuzelas were crazy, man. Damn. July 11, 2012. Well, this wasn't notable for good reasons. Steve Nash was traded by the Suns to the Lakers. Yeah, that did not work out. Steve Nash was a broken man. July 11th. 2015, Serena Williams ended up winning her sixth championship at Wimbledon. She beat Garbiñ Muguruza of Spain. She beat her in two sets. And for Serena Williams, it was her second Serena Slam. She won all four major titles at the same damn time. This was her 21st major at the time. Take a listen to Serena getting it done at Wimbledon.
And she's done it.
Thank you so much.
Serena Williams is Wimbledon champion for the sixth time. She's a Grand Slam champion for the 21st time. One more to equal Steffi Graf. Two more to eclipse her and set a record that will probably last into the next millennium and beyond. The Queen of Center Court once more.
Yeah, well, we know she did ended up passing Steffi Graf and getting that record. Serena Williams getting a job done this day in sports history in 2015. July 11th, 2021. Oh my goodness, this guy is still playing. He actually lost today, so I'm happy about that. Novak Djokovic. He went out there and he won Wimbledon this day in sports history 4 years ago in 2021. He beat Matteo Berrettini of Italy to win Wimbledon. It was his 20th Grand Slam title. And now he has more Grand Slams than anybody. Listen to Djokovic be so humble.
It was more than a battle. I would first like to extend a congratulations to Matteo, his family, his team for a fantastic tournament. Tough match today. Obviously, I know that it's not the best feeling losing in the finals, but I'm sure that there is a great career ahead of you. And as he said, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, just the beginning. Oh, my God. Well, he lost today to Jannik Sinner. He's like, man, I'm old. He's 38 years old. He's still out here doing this. Nadal gone, Federer gone. He's still going. Just go home, man. Just please go home. And there you have it, folks. There are a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been July 11th all day long. And I need to do this as well. Very important. This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. This weekend, you better make your way on out to Sonoma Raceway. As the NASCAR Cup Series continues on, you can go ahead and catch it, watch it on TNT, True TV, and Max. And then by the time we get to the NASCAR Xfinity Series tomorrow, you can go ahead and catch that on the CW. Shane Van Gisbergen is looking to go out there as the defending Xfinity winner at Sonoma. There you have it, folks. This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They are just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. You know, regardless of what you're doing this weekend, watching the Futures game, we got the Major League Baseball draft going on, all this WWE stuff here in Atlanta, all this Beyonce. I can't say Ray, if I say Beyonce stuff, that's not good, right? I get yelled at by Beyonce fans.
Yeah, they'll chase you off the internet. The Beehive plays no games.
Okay. Yeah, Beyonce's great. Yeah, there's a lot going. We got Amanda Serrano and Taylor tonight. We got the celebrity game in baseball. Did I miss anything? This summer league in basketball? Just talked about NASCAR. Did I get everything?
I think you covered everything.
It's impossible. No hockey.
Well, unless you're into, if there's like a summer hockey league somewhere, maybe, I don't know.
Rollerball, something? I don't know.
Back in the day, this would have been a good time for arena football, but you know, we're not as
arena
lucky.
Football? They did that in the, they did it inside. We got too much football as it is already. Oh, we got the Scottish Open going on, right?
Come on, man.
We got Wimbledon going on.
How could we forget Wimbledon?
This is a great sports weekend in the middle of July. It really is. Hey, Ray, thank you for hanging out again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Good stuff as always.
Of course. Tell everybody where they can follow and keep up with you, man.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter or X. I still call it Twitter because I've been there since 09. JarvTGA. Follow me there. Lock in with me. And also my music platform, The Rap Roundtable. If you're a rap fan, you like hip-hop, you like opinions about hip-hop, The Rap Roundtable as well. Lock in with us on YouTube. Good stuff.
I'd appreciate you for holding it down. Ray Jarvis here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for me to shut up and leave, okay? If you missed a minute or second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Jeremy Schapp from ESPN for joining us. Thank you to Coach Nick for B-Ball Breakdown for coming through as well. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. There's oh so much more to do. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler coming up next.